I'm joined by Leah Pepper here from Midas Productions Starlight Express. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem, I'm really excited.
So first off, tell us about Starlight Express.
So basically it's about a little boy who's playing with his trains. So I do the voice of the little boy. And his mom tells him to go to bed. And he's like, okay, mom, I'll go to bed. But being the same as every other little kid, he pretends to go asleep. And the like game he comes up with his trains is the story of the musical. So it's about like trains racing against each other, and if like the trains are acting out, he like will come in and I will do the voice, and he'll come in and he'll be like, you know, trains, cut that out, like you're not allowed to do that, or don't do this. And he narrates all the races and stuff, so it's really cool.
And how are the rehearsals going? I think you started a while back, didn't you?
So it's going great. Like, I haven't really been doing much because I'm not skating in the show because I narrate it. So I kind of just sit back and laugh and watch them all fall. And then my rehearsals will start to pick up now, getting closer to the show.
How are the roller skaters? Are they doing well?
Like, I've seen them do some of the routines and it's just, like, unreal. Like, because you're like, how are they doing that on roller skates? Like, I can't even walk down the road without falling over. And they're doing spins and jumps and everything in roller skates. They've picked it up straight away. Like, there's some people who couldn't even stand on skates, and now they're dancing and spinning and roller skating and then sliding on their knees. Like, the progress is unbelievable.
How did you get involved in Midas?
I'm actually on the committee for Midas. I'm the treasurer. And I was helping out with stuff last semester. And I did some of the shows for Writer's Stock last semester as well. And people kept talking about Midas's musical, and I was like, oh well, like, what is it? And the lads on the committee were like, Leah, like, you have to try out, like, you have to just at least give it a shot. So I was doing registration for the auditions, and I actually wasn't going to audition. And then Noel Lennon, our musical director, was like, I was joking with the lads doing the voice of the little boy, and he was like, sorry, he's like, did you just do the voice of Control? I was like, no. And he was like, no, you did, I heard you. I was like, no, that was him back there, like, that wasn't me. And he was like, no, seriously, he's like, can you do it? I was like, yeah. And he goes, will you come in and audition? I was like, no, I don't want to audition, because I can't sing, like, I'm not a singer. And he was like, no, seriously, he's like, come in and audition. So I went in and I auditioned, and I ended up getting the part. I'll do kind of maybe the start. He goes, this is Control, this is Control, tonight is the most wonderful night in the history of the world.
Basically, I have to do that for the whole musical. And how do you want to keep your voice, like, going for the whole thing?
Yeah, it's like, practicing is tough, but it's kind of like, say for one thing, he narrates a race, and a race could be between anywhere between like 2 to 4 minutes of like just me constantly narrating the whole thing. So I've kind of found that I have to go up and down in the voice to like, because he's really kind of raspy sometimes, like whispery. So just bringing the octaves up and down and just making sure my voice isn't too bad.
So when is it going to happen?
It is on the 13th to the 16th of April. We have matinee shows at 11 and evening shows at 8 o'clock. So you can get your tickets in the box office at the Lime Tree. It'll be an amazing show for anybody who wants to go see it. Like, you won't be let down. You'll have seen nothing like this before.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on this thing.